Page 11. Video talk. Exercises 3A and 3B.
The allure of abandoned places. Has anyone here been to the Six Flags Amusement Park in New Orleans lately? I didn't think so. But why not? It has roller coasters, spinning rides, restaurants, all the things you'd expect to see in a large theme park. Except, you won't see any families enjoying a day off there. You won't hear any children screaming and laughing on the rides. The bumper cars don't move, the roller coaster is rusted and broken, and the restaurants are covered in graffiti. You see, the park was closed and left abandoned in 2005 after extensive hurricane damage, and the only people who visit it now are urban explorers. Urban explorers are like amateur archaeologists. They investigate and document all kinds of left-behind structures. They crawl through crumbling mansions that were abandoned 100 years ago and through suburban homes that still have blankets on the beds and pictures hanging on the peeling walls. They visit dilapidated train stations where you can just imagine people waiting at the broken ticket windows, or hear the whistles of the trains that once sped along the moss-covered tracks. They find their way to abandoned airport terminals that have been taken over by birds. Perhaps even more haunting than places where people used to have fun are places where people suffered. Hospitals with echoey hallways, rows of empty beds and mysterious medical equipment, and even entire towns like Hashima Island in Japan, where thousands of coal miners once lived and worked. The town was abandoned when the coal mine closed, and now thousands of tourists visit each year to get a close look at the crumbling buildings. Obviously, urban exploration can be a dangerous hobby. Abandoned buildings are full of broken glass and sharp rusted metal. The rotted wood in a stairway or floor can suddenly collapse. And when people move out, nature moves in. That means water-filled hallways, plants blocking doorways. Sometimes wasps or even more dangerous creatures move in. That amusement park I mentioned earlier, there are alligators living in the water there. Believe me. There's a reason that most of us prefer to look at images of these places from the safety of our own homes. With all of those dangers, why are people drawn to urban exploration? What makes abandoned places so fascinating? I think it's because they're like secret worlds next door, familiar enough to remind us of our everyday lives, but also alien in their emptiness. And these places remind us of the passage of time, of the inevitability of things coming to an end. So they make us feel nostalgic. Naturally, there's a purely aesthetic element as well. Photographs taken with just the right use of light and color can make the ugliest things look beautiful. And that contrast is compelling. Whatever the reasons, urban explorers are people who enjoy adventure and risk. But there are also a lot of people, like me, who don't want to go with them, but love to see the places they visit.